Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
It's Matt. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you, guys. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of questions about masks. What's the difference between an N95 mask versus a KN95 mask? And the subject has come up throughout, and we've answered this before, but I was asked again this weekend, so we'll talk about it. And the reason why we're also going to talk about it is because the CDC has said, guys, you could use a KN95 mask too. That's fine. Now, all the research and all the headlines were about N95 masks. Nobody talked about KN95 masks, respirators. Nobody talked about those. Why? Well, because the K means that they were approved and authorized in China. The regular N95 masks get approved and authorized in America. So they're supposedly the same mask. But you don't hear anybody talk about the KN95 masks because they're technically approved in China. So there's been this approach to just talk about the N95. Nobody wants to talk about the KN95 because they don't want to get themselves in trouble. They don't want to suggest that those masks are safe because they come from China. What they don't realize is a lot of our N95 masks have been made in China too. All right, there's factories in China making the N95 masks. If you come to America, America has to approve them. So we're using Chinese products anyway this whole time. So now the CDC is like, look, since we have a shortage of N95 respirators, you can use the KN95 respirators too. See, the rules keep changing. I mean, it's like, okay, what's bad, what's good, what's allowed? The rules just keep changing. So these N95 masks, they have this polypropylene fiber sort of thing that is different from the surgical masks in that they will prevent microns from coming in and out, which is why they also protect the wearer. They protect the wearer, they protect the wearee, you know, the people around the wearer. Unless, of course, there's the exhaust valve. When there's an exhaust valve, then it sprays it out. But N95 respirators or masks, which is why they're kind of called a respirator, right, is because it's supposed to prevent these very, very small microns from coming in and out. Well, the masks, remember, we have been working with China, and China has offered cheaper means to produce things. So companies have had their auxiliary or they've had factories and stuff in China making products. So during this whole time, we've been using many of our things have been sold from China. Now, not all N95 respirators are made in China, but a lot of them are. And then the U.S. has to approve them. And the FDA has a very, very strict guideline. Earlier this year, our government did approve us using Chinese-made N95 respirators as long as China can prove that they actually used the material that they claim they did. Now, you know, it's really interesting because I'm not Chinese, but, you know, if I were, I'd be like, who the heck are you to disbelieve what we have to say? I mean, you know, this is my company, okay? You don't trust me, you know, but we don't trust the government. So, unfortunately, we don't trust the government that starts to transcend to businesses who might be doing the right thing. So, I think, you know, people in China kind of understand that there's this level of distrust, and it kind of stinks that they always have to keep trying to prove. But that's just the way it is. But now we're being told that if it's a KN95 mask coming from China, it's okay. As long as it's again, approved and can be approved by the FDA, and it has the same materials that our N95 respirators that are American approved have. So I know that sounds kind of confusing. Now, many of you are like, well, how does this matter? Why does this matter? Well, I'm just a little nervous about how good our mask situation is. So I don't know if you remember these things, okay? Right? These are just regular surgical masks. And I don't know if you saw some of the videos of where these suckers were being made. And there was one video, I don't know where it was, I'm not sure what third world country it was done at, but you saw thousands of these things on the floor near little kids' feet while these kids were kind of putting them together and somebody was with a sewing machine and you saw them actually make these. But the overflow as they were falling off the sewing machine and being packaged were all on the ground. Now, I smell these things every time I check them, but I'm actually thinking about just keeping them all out in the heat before I put them on, because I don't know where these are being made from. You know, remember, there was a lot of chaos when it came to masks, and there was a lot of money to be made. I had people calling me, going, Dr. Dahlia, I got all these masks. I got so many masks. I'm like, thank God, because we have hospitals we could send them to. I know a couple hospitals I have, you know, where there's students that could really use it. So let's call the hospitals. No. Do you know anybody who wants to buy them? Okay, no. So, you know, people wanted to make money. They, you know, this was a money-making, scheme. And so any company that saw the writing on the wall said, you know what, we could make masks. So how do you know what you're getting? And then are you buying your masks from a medical supply store? Now, my medical supply store that I have been buying products from, they haven't had masks in months. So most of the masks we're buying are from Amazon, or we're buying them online. Well, how do you know what you're getting? In fact, Amazon just went through something. I think there was a ruling saying that people could sue Amazon if they get hurt by one of the products that they sell, which is kind of a huge overturn of something that, you know, Amazon used to be protected because they sell so many things, you know. How are they responsible? But unfortunately, we're thinking Amazon means America made. We're thinking it's scrutinized. We're thinking it's going through a whole slew of protocols. And it turns out they might not be. And so now all of a sudden you're seeing masks that are sold rather than $20 a box for $4 a box. Like, well, that's interesting. Where are they coming from? Well, they're coming from China. So, you know, I understand the CDC is like, look, guys, you know what? Since we're in short supply of this, you could go ahead and use, you know, other things. But, why? Is it because they're expecting something coming around the bend and we're going to be out of masks? I don't know. But we got to be really, really careful with what we're putting on our mouths. 1-877-DOCTOR. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the Democratic National Convention starts tonight. It kicks off. And we are going to see Michelle Obama and Bernie Sanders headline the first group of speakers. There was discussion that Bernie Sanders wouldn't be part of it, and he is. Oh, yeah, they need Bernie, and they need his followings. So they're definitely that he's involved. So the speakers will start at 9 p.m. Eastern time on Monday. And I find that kind of late. I really feel bad for the East Coast. You know, East Coast always has to, like, with, you know, games and, football games and things like that. I mean, they can't go to bed till, like, midnight many times. And whereas us in the West, it's awesome. But the events were originally slated to take place in Milwaukee. They're going to go on mostly remotely from around the country because of the coronavirus pandemic. Former Vice President Joe Biden plans to accept the party's presidential nomination on Thursday. So it's all this week. Speakers will start at 9 p.m. on Monday. Popular former First Lady Michelle Obama, they say, is going to headline the group along with Bernie Sanders of Vermont, and then who was obviously the runner-up, Ohio Governor John Kasich. I don't know if you heard about this, but he switched, it looks like he's switching parties. He was one of the last GOP candidates to drop out of the 2016 race against Trump. He doesn't like Trump. He's now going to speak at the Democratic National Convention. C-SPAN, CNN, MSNBC, PBS will show the full 2 hours of the convention. Fox News, CBC, ABC, NBC will show the 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. hours. So this is the lineup. Michelle Obama will be in the 10 p.m. hour. Bernie Sanders in the 10 p.m. hour. Senator Doug Jones from Alabama. Gwen Moore from Wisconsin. Benny Thompson from Mississippi. Jim Clyburn from South Carolina. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto from Nevada, Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota, former Ohio Governor and GOP presidential candidate John Kasich, and then former Hewlett-Packard CEO Meg Whitman. So, it's interesting. These conventions bring in a lot of money, and not having them is, again, just like with football. You know, it's a disaster. And, you know, I see these stars do things online. You know, we're gonna break out a song online, or we're gonna do that. And you know, for maybe the young people, it works. A lot of the older people, they're not as, and I'm a Generation X, so I include myself with that too. They don't really want to watch streaming things as much unless they're short. I'll watch a YouTube video, I'll watch a TikTok video, but it's got to be short. Now, I'll turn on the news, but again, with the news, I'm not going to sit there for 2-3 hours. When it is the Oscars, I really don't watch the Oscars for 2-3 hours either, to be honest. I mean, it's long. I mean, you know, if you're having an Oscars party and if there's people over and everybody's kind of, you know, making fun of some of the speeches and they're, you know, giggling, then maybe it's good. But I don't really necessarily have 3-4 hours. Now, that being said, football's on, I'm watching. Hockey's on, I'm watching. Which is another thing. We have hockey this week. I mean, you know, Tuesday Golden Knights are again playing the Blackhawks, and they're what, 4-1 or 3-1 or 3-1 is it? So it's, you know, I don't know how popular this is going to be, and a big I think many people that are still undecided, and I don't think there's a lot of people undecided, you know, they're going to probably maybe just watch later. You know, they'll see, well, what did Michelle Obama say during the Democratic convention? It's really interesting the way YouTube and streaming has done things. If I miss a show or if I miss a news clip, I just have to Google it, and then I could see it later, which really screws things up for advertisers. Because, you know, unless YouTube is advertising and you keep trying to hit the skip ad, I'm so busy concentrating on how I can skip the ad, you know, that I don't even listen to the ad, which is not good because we need advertisers. I mean, advertisers help make TV happen. They help make radio happen. But unfortunately, you know, with the way things are now with streaming, if people are like, well, I want to hear what Michelle Obama had to say. A lot of people love her. They love watching her speak. You know, she has a huge following, and if she ever runs for president, you know, she's going to give the GOP a run for their money. And they might be like, you know what, I'm just going to watch her. I'm just going to, you know, Kasich, I don't think anybody's really going to watch that part. I apologize. It's just he wasn't a big favorite with the GOP. I don't see him a big favorite with the Democrats either. You know, people might think, they might watch because it's interesting to see, oh, you know, wow, he flips sides. But did he flip sides because he's a poor loser? Or is it because he really, really believes now in the Democratic side of things? You know? Now, Joe Biden had made some headlines today. Unfortunately, not the way he needed them to be. Apparently, his wife, Jill, was married previously. And Joe Biden explains that after Jill's marriage broke apart, he saw a picture of her in 1975. They went on a date and have been together ever since. Yet Jill's ex-husband was like, nah, they met a few years earlier and were having an affair. And that, we broke up. So hearing politicians, right, cheat, possibly, allegedly, or, you know, have affairs is nothing new. But you're going to hear more about it this time because the Kamala Harris issue, you know, people want that to be relevant. And I had said earlier, you can't start going after, you know, a female vice presidential candidate, you know, personally, like you did with Sarah Palin. Geraldine Ferraro, they went after, there were some business dealings or whatever, and I really don't, I was too young to understand what was going on with that. But if you're going to go after somebody, you kind of go after them the same way you go after anybody else, right? Like a man or whatever. But when there's a female that ends up being on the ticket, and the first thing you bring up is sex or, you know, and, you know, who she slept with, it's kind of like, okay, really? Now there's that double standard. So somebody brought up, well, Joe Biden cheated. If he allegedly cheated, why isn't that being brought up? So now people are talking about that. And you know, I'm very frustrated by the whole topic of people cheating. I mean, it's unfortunate. I do believe that some people get married. They might get married for the wrong reasons. They might get married too young. And then they find somebody who is there meant to be. Well, the proper thing to do is to end, you know, I mean, not cheat, right? You know, not start a relationship until your original relationship is completely over. Or you, you know, suppress those feelings if you have a family and you have a, you know, good partner that's taking care of you and, you know, it's just about, you know, sex and lust, you know, or you go to a marriage counselor and you find out what the best way to deal with you being, you know, in love with somebody else be. All right. That, you know, there are other avenues, but you have many people that also, they just want to try it out. Like, look, if I'm going to leave my marriage, I need to know it's going to work. People don't talk about this, but I've heard about it. And, you know, they say, look, I didn't want to cheat on my wife. I didn't want to cheat on my husband. But if I was going to make this kind of a decision where I'm going to break up the marriage and I'm going to be living with somebody else and the kids are going to then have to go back and forth, I needed to know that this person was the right person. I thought they were the right person. And so I had the affair because I wanted to make sure. Well, that could be just a bunch of crap, or there could be some truth to it. The problem with that argument is when you have an affair with somebody, it's not reality. You know, the reality of marriage is dealing with the in-laws. You don't really deal with the in-laws when you're cheating on somebody. The reality of marriage is being with them through thick and thin when they're sick. You know, if they smell bad, if there's an issue with the kids, if there's money problems. I mean, you know, marriage is a partnership. It's work. So you fall in love with somebody, and maybe in Jill and Biden, in Joe Biden's case, I mean, if it really did happen where they fell in love when they were, you know, previously married, he had lost his wife, you know, so he was also vulnerable. But, you know, and it looks like, you know, they've had a very, very long lasting marriage, so maybe both of them were meant to be, who knows? And again, I'm not saying they cheated. Maybe it did happen the way Joe Biden said. But it's very, very rare for you to find somebody else and go, oh, this is the one that's supposed to be my meant to be. And so, but there's people out there saying, look, I don't want to cheat, but I don't think this is the marriage I want to be in. So what do I do? Well, you know, the only way to know if that person is somebody you can live with is actually living with them, and you can't do that while being married to somebody else. The 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he may make a surprise visit to Iowa to inspect storm damages.
I'll say this, a surprise visit to Iowa, if we can get it in, we're going to do that. But the very important thing is that we approved the emergency declaration for Iowa, so they're in good shape. They're working as we speak. Also, FEMA is in Iowa now full force and helping them greatly.
Tens of thousands of Iowans are still without power after a powerful storm swept through the area last week. Death Valley in the California desert reached 130 degrees on Sunday, which, if verified, would be the hottest global temperature recorded since 1931. And the Democratic National Convention gets underway tonight. Michelle Obama, the keynote speaker. This is USA Radio News. Many California residents are still dealing with rolling blackouts as extreme heat bakes the western United States. Over 270,000 Pacific Gas and Electric customers reportedly had their power shut off for over 2 hours. This restaurant owner tells Fox News,
"The power did go out around 4 o'clock, so we pretty much lost all of our business pretty much for the whole weekend. Already a big impact from COVID-19, and the heat is just crazy."
Violence is continuing in Portland, Oregon, as a mob assaulted 3 people overnight. Video footage captured downtown shows individuals being repeatedly punched and kicked with no police officers in sight. James Bucall is an attorney in Portland.
The leadership of Portland is deliberately encouraging this disorder, and so that's what they want. I don't know exactly why they want it, but that's what they want.
Violence continuing in New York City, where at least 7 people died over the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of us have been using Zoom and or been Skyping or whatever. And apparently, it's been inducing some body dysmorphic disorder. And the one industry who we are being told has been just skyrocketing and making buku bucks is the cosmetic surgery industry. So there's been reports that people don't like the way they look on Zoom or online. And then when they see themselves and pictures of themselves, they're like, oh, God, I got to fix this. 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 So they're finding that many people have been taking the money that they would have for travel and then use it for plastic surgery. And I didn't even think about that because there are some things I really need to get done. And I don't want to because I can't take off work and people need to see me. But now if you're in kind of, if you're still in lockdown in a way and you're not really out there with other people, maybe there are some things you could do. So I didn't really think about that. But, you know, because before elective surgeries, you couldn't get done. Now there are some elective surgeries you could do, but it's still, you know, It's still limited, and there has to be a good medical reason. But from what I understand, in parts of the country, people are able to get the plastic surgery. I'm a little nervous about Botox. I think there's some areas I need that I could Botox, but I'm nervous about it because I'm just so fearful that once you start, then the rebound of it can, you know, make it look worse. And then once you start, you can't stop. You know, it's like I really want to do lashes. I want to start wearing eyelashes like everybody wears. They all wear these fake eyelashes, and they look really, really good. But the problem is once you wear them, then it's hard to be looked at when you're not wearing them. And so it's like, I'm like, gosh, well, do I start? So I'll probably go through, you know, a little midlife crisis or something soon, and then I'll be like, you know what, I need to look, you know, 20 again, and then I'll put the lashes on. I used to have really big lashes, and I really, really liked my big lashes. So I used to have them. So, people don't like the way they look on Zoom. I love it because you can't, you know, see the lower part of the body. You know, so you can see what I want you to see, and you can kind of angle the camera, and it's all great. You don't see my butt. I don't like being around other people where they can see my butt because, you know, my butt's, you know, not tiny. Okay? I mean, it's in shape, but it's a good shape, but it's just, it's not, you know, the smallest feature, and I would prefer it being a little smaller. But anyway, for some people, Zoom's not working. Now, for a lot of people, this whole thing isn't working. This whole pandemic thing isn't working. Last week, we heard this startling figure that 1 in 4 18 to 24-year-olds have thought of suicide. Now, those are people that admitted it during the survey. If 25% of our young individuals who are at the prime of their life thinking of suicide, you could just imagine what the total number is or what the real number is. And I mean, you know, it's interesting because I see the younger people. I got two Generation Zs at home, right? You know, I got my two sons who are Generation Zs. Generation Zs are kids born past 1995. So they were born in the 2000s. So they're Generation Z. And I look at them, or I look at, you know, even some of the younger millennials, and I'm like, man, if I could be 21 again, if I could be 25 again with what I know, you know, and my energy then, and all, I mean, I would just take this world by storm. The problem is look at what their world looks like. It's very confusing. Okay? You know, we got to grow up going, look, we're going to get a job. We're going to do well in this job. We're going to move up the ladder. We're going to buy a car. We're going to do this. We're going to go out. We're going to go and travel. We're going to save money. They're seeing, you're going to be told to go home. You're going to be told you can't come to work. You're going to be told you can't go to a party. I mean, I've had two weddings thus far that have been put off this year, and I'm hoping a third isn't. Imagine you planning a wedding and it just going to pot because there's these random rules and it's not even in an area, and you would do the social distancing, you would do everything right, and you can't even have your wedding. I mean, a wedding is stressful enough, but meanwhile, you're thinking about family planning. You're thinking about your career. I mean, see, for me, thank God, I mean, everything just worked out. But I got to tell you, man, I planned it like an accountant. I mean, I knew the day we had to conceive. I was like, okay, if we're going to conceive, it has to be this day. And thank God that happened. And then I had to make sure once I got pregnant during my third-year residency that I delivered all my babies and I did all the female, work, all the OB work I had to do with my residency. I had to be done by the time I got to my eighth-month pregnancy. I mean, thank God. You know, God gave me a healthy pregnancy, and I had some issues at the end, but I was able to plan it. And, you know, then I was like, and then I have to do this, and I have to open up my practice, and I have to, I mean, it was like clockwork. Well, now for these young people, they're like, do we even get married? Does anybody even want to marry me? You know, can we even date? And when we do, you know, and I feel like I'm out of it. I feel like I'm isolated. You know, the young kids, you look at the kids partying in Georgia, and you're like, oh, those kids are dumb. They shouldn't be partying. This is what kids do. This is what kids live for. You have a lot of kids that are, you know, they self-isolate, and they may not be very socially, passionate, shall we say, you know, and want to be around others. But the average young adult or teen or college student wants to be around others. They do. Yeah, you have a lot of loners that play video games or whatever, but I got to tell you, man, I saw a loner, you know, run into somebody from their past, and oh my God, just so excited to see. And this is a person who even self-prescribes themselves as, you know, I'm a loner. People need to be around other people. We feed off each other's energy. So when a young person doesn't get that energy, all right, it looks like it depresses them so much that they're thinking of suicide. I mean, it just blows your mind that somebody so young and so vibrant who has their whole life ahead of them and who looks good and could wear a size 2 dress, why the hell would you think of ending it? You are in the best part of your life. Not with COVID. With COVID, it sucks. Right? These people aren't really liking life. And then you tell them, well, you know what? It's going to get better. Just focus on a happy place. What happy place? What's my job going to be like? I'm going to be competing with a robot. I'm going to be competing with automation. I'm going to have to work a job I don't like. You know, they see the parents unhappy. And they're like, I see how medicine has changed. I see how law has changed. I see how law enforcement has changed. What's the point? You know? Then, you know, with a lot of young people, nobody's talking about this, but the Me Too movement had a lot of good, but it also had a lot of other ramifications. So the average young boy out there is like, what do I do on a date? I don't want to take that chance of doing something, and then 3 years later, they accuse me of something else. Whereas dating used to be, we get to do whatever. Now, mind you, Me Too has allowed people who have been attacked and raped to come forward and to be, you know, and to be open and to be able to, you know, start to, you know, work some of their past. But on the other end, you know, somebody's dating somebody and they have regret and they're like, you know what, I probably should have been more, you know, selective with who I sleep with. You know, I regret this. And then they go, you know what, I find an opportunity. All right, that scares the average young person. So even dating is different now. You know, you could go on a date, you could start falling in love with somebody, you could whatever. It's all different now. And then everybody older than them is telling the young person not to get married. Young people are being told, why are you getting married? Divorces ruin you. Well, then they're like, well, then what am I supposed to be, you know, working towards? Kids need goals. Kids need to be social. And if we're hearing that 25% of young people at their prime, the best years of their life are depressed. All right? Something's wrong. And we could be like, well, it's for COVID, and, you know, we got the election coming up, and, you know, we have to protect the older people and all that. Well, I get all that. I do. But, you know, when you start having younger people start to die off, okay, we also have to look at that as well. And, you know, I think there's a way to protect our older individuals as well as our younger individuals. Not to mention, look at all the relapsing. You know, we were fighting the opioid epidemic. We were fighting tobacco. We were fighting benzodiazepine use. Alcohol. They're not getting their support, so they're going back to that. How many of these are overdoses? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Well, in Salt Lake City, there's a cop who was injured in the May 30 protests. And this is in Salt Lake City, and he's quit the force, citing a lack of support from the city. We haven't been hearing a lot out of Salt Lake City, but this is being reported by KUTV. His name is Anthony, and he asked not to share his name for his protection. He has no beef with protesters, acknowledging even that police need reforms, but his problem was with the city and police administration. He says, when you don't have no support from your leadership, quote, from your city leadership and the city in general, good officers get this feeling. Well, why are we doing this, he said. Two News made repeated efforts to both Mayor Aaron Mendenhall and Police Chief Mike Brown, but both declined to do interviews. Anthony said he was hit in the leg by a cast iron water valve cover during the protest and suffered a concussion from a blow to the head. He showed up to police the protest a year and a half into his police career. So he was a new officer. Loved it. Loved every minute of it. Anthony, 40 years old, had a career in the railroad business before becoming a cop. But his entire perspective began to change May 30th. He said property destroyed, livelihoods damaged while he was on the sideline, watching for way too long, in my opinion. He said for hours there was chaos and mass vandalism. Anthony said police orders were to let people vent and step in only as a last resort. Until there was actual life threatened, that's how I understood it. So it's a decision he just doesn't understand. He said, quote, I took an oath to not let that happen. Vandalism. It's against the law. It's not my choice to decide what laws don't get broke and which ones we're going to let slide. We get hamstrung and not allowed to do our job a lot of times by upper administration. So the leaders that showed up May 30th wore different uniforms, he said, not having a whole lot of support from our upper leadership, yet looking around and seeing leaders from other agencies out there on the front lines with us, that says a lot. So he worked from home, then returned, and then shortly after went on medical leave, and then he turned in his two-week notice. And, unfortunately, these stories are way too many. A video went viral this weekend of a Seattle police officer telling rioters that they won and he's quitting. So a Seattle officer had a recent exchange while he was in his car, patrol car, and he was caught on camera telling protesters that he was blinking gone, and the word started out with an F. And this was to a bunch of protesters. So the video starts up seeing the officer pull up to a group of protesters. In the video, he rolls down his window and asks one of the demonstrators, you having a good day today, bud? And the demonstrator says, not really, you're around. He goes, oh, well, I'm sorry for that, but just don't worry, man, because guess what? I'm leaving. You guys won. Blink in 2 months, baby, and I'm out. So the demonstrator then asked the officer if he's planning to resign. I can't play the footage because there's cuss words. To which the officer responds that he's blinking gone, bro, and tells the demonstrator that he's feeling great about the decision. Now, the demonstrator then asked the officer if he's stepping down from the department to protest police brutality. The officer responds by saying he's stepping down because he's sick and tired of dealing with the violent Black Lives Matter protesters day in and day out. The officer turns to speak to another demonstrator on the other side when the first demonstrator tells the other person that the officer was resigning because of Black Lives Matter. Then the first demonstrator begins to taunt the officer, saying, you triggered, boy, you triggered, oink, oink, blank you and your blue life. So the officer responds by telling the demonstrator that the two should become friends when he finally leaves the department. He says, no, we ain't never going to be friends. We'll never see eye to eye. I don't give a blank. If you take that badge off, you'll never be one of my people. So, you know, when you see young police officers that had nothing to do with what happened to George Floyd, you know, just, you know, feel to the point where they need to quit. We need people in the military. We need people in law enforcement. We need people. We need community leaders. And you just feel like no one's got their back. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best, the 28-year veteran of the force, announced she would be stepping down effective September 2nd. This came after the city council's approval to defund the local police department, cut at least 100 officers from the force. In her statement, she said, this was a difficult decision for me, but when it's time, it's time. She said, you truly are the best police department in the country, and please trust me when I say the vast majority of people in Seattle support you and appreciate you. She goes, I'm impressed daily at your skill, your compassion, and your dedication. I look forward to seeing how this department moves forward through the process of re-envisioning public safety. I relish the work that will be done by all of you. Unfortunately, we had three Texas officers shot, a man and his last hostage, quote, peacefully came out of the Texas home after he had barricaded for more than 16 hours and after shooting three police officers who responded to the house. Police were called to the home at about 3:10 local time, p.m. They were met with gunfire. Three officers were shot and taken to a local hospital in stable condition. Officers had returned fire, but they were unsure if the man was wounded. The man was actually barricaded inside his house with his mother, brother, and sister. He first released his siblings and a small dog at about 8 a.m. the next morning. Two of the injured officers have been released from the hospital. A third is right now undergoing surgery. The man was thought to be in his 20s, had a personal history or a history of quote-unquote mental issues. Police said they have responded to the residents before but did not give specifics. So luckily, from what I understand, the hostages are fine. But, I mean, you know, I just don't know where the police go from here. You know, it's one thing to stand down, you know, wait for orders, but unfortunately, they still have violent crimes. They still have laws to protect. And like this one officer in Salt Lake City, he made an oath. So now you have people with this ethical dilemma where if they're seeing looters and rioters, they don't feel like they're doing their ethical job by watching and letting it happen. You have others that are racing to a scene of a dangerous situation that with lack of appropriate, you know, backup or resources and support, and, you know, and people are getting shot. People are getting killed. They're doing traffic stops and getting killed. I know, I believe it's Northern California that wants to do traffic stops with unarmed, like, community liaisons. That's one of the most dangerous things I've ever heard. These people can get killed. Now, you know, it's not just the police that are getting hurt. There was a man, a truck driver, who was pulled from his car, beaten unconscious, because from what I understand, he had tried to protect someone who was being robbed. There was a demonstration being held in Oregon's capital, and they pulled the man out of his truck after he crashed into a tree. He appeared dazed, was bleeding profusely from the head, and then I guess... So I apologize. I'm having issues with my computer. But apparently, they pulled this man out. You see him being beat up. He laid unconscious while there were shouts of Black Lives Matter heard as other protesters tried to provide first aid. Some of the rioters claimed that he had driven at them. And so I'm not exactly sure who he was protecting that was being robbed, but you just see him just lying there on the ground, bloodied and knocked out. Then others began ransacking his truck. And then when other people were like, what are you doing there? They said, oh, we're checking for weapons. So it's been reported that the rioters were chasing the truck, and the truck was trying to get away. The man has been rushed to the hospital. We don't know about his condition. But, I mean, you're having people beat up each other. And, you know, we have seen footage of cars trying to, you know, run people over. You have other people being accused. Oh, he was trying to run people over and some were beating him up. And you're like, wait a second here. He was trying to get away from the crowd. Or you saw somebody go, why are you trying to run protesters over? They're just protesting. So we're seeing people fight against each other. We're seeing this anger. We're seeing police fed up. We have an election that is going to be hinged on the Postal Service and them being able to do their job, which I don't see how that's possible when you add another 350 million votes, you know, in ballots. And it just looks like one big cluster. And I just don't see the violence subsiding anytime soon. And I wanted to. I mean, I think once you lock people down and you know, take away their jobs and their, you know, people, they get antsy. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.